Get ready. Here comes another great podcast from the Norfolk Chambers of Commerce. Connecting, supporting, and giving voice to every business in Norfolk.
Welcome to the Norfolk Chambers podcast. I'm your host, Hayes Carver. And in today's podcast, we are chatting to the amazing Lizzie Dring, Head of Corporate Events at Huxley Events. Lizzie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for the invite. I can't wait to catch up.
So pleased. And I'm really excited because Huxley is doing incredible work. And it's always great to have you and your incredible energy here. So let's talk about Huxley. It's very much a family-run business. Can you just talk a little about how Huxley began and actually the dynamics of working with your really close family?
Absolutely. I'll start by saying we are definitely not the only family business in Norfolk. There are tons, and the more you start to realise, the more you find, and there's all sorts of fun and wonderful businesses out there that are all working together. But a bit about Huxley. So we've all been in the events industry for kind of between us probably 30 or 40 years, depending on how old you can work that out. Pre-COVID, obviously, the world was very different. We had a booming events business. During COVID, obviously, hospitality and events really struggled and different things happened. Huxley Events was born. It is based on Aldous Huxley, who wrote the book A Brave New World. And we felt that emerging post-COVID as this new events business, building on all of our experience, wasn't Huxley Events a great name for it as we're venturing into the brave new world? So the business currently is a boutique agency, Kate and Steve, who are a husband and wife team. There's myself, Lizzie, who's their daughter. We've then got our fantastic Kickstart placement, who's come through the Norfolk Chambers. We have various different freelancers and part-time. I've got an older sister who's still part of the business. She does a mixture of events and supply teaching. But yeah, very much a family business with a family ethos and kind of ethics behind us, but working with other brilliant Norfolk businesses, both family businesses and non-family.
I just think that's so nice to be working with your family. And I know there's memes and there's jokes, people joke about working with their close family, but actually your work team become your family anyway. So actually, I guess it's sometimes you're seeing them Sunday for lunch at the pub with other work colleagues. I think that's so nice. And actually, we were very lucky because you were with us as our business development manager for a while. So it's almost as if the Chambers is in your DNA. And, you know, we've got a unique insight into you. We know how you work and you know all of us. So I just think there's a lovely synchronicity between the Chambers and Huxley now.
Absolutely. And if there's one good thing that came from COVID, because everyone tries to look on the positive side, is I got to spend a year with the Norfolk Chambers, and not only the internal team, but meeting all of the businesses that are part of it and not part of it as well. So yeah, I was very lucky actually to have such a great COVID experience, if you could put it that way.
I think those days where we were just stuck indoors and we had you to look at, perfect. It actually worked out well and you've moved on and you're really happy and exciting things are happening. So obviously it's been a roller coaster a couple of years for the events and the hospitality sector, and obviously many challenges to overcome. 2021 was a really busy year for you. Let's talk about all of your successes and the virtual events that you've been working on.
Absolutely. So even though people were at home and on their own, it didn't mean that they couldn't be together. And what we tried to do was take all of the experience and knowledge we would had in events and try and bring that online. And I know towards the end, people were getting a bit zoomed out and a bit teamsed out. But what we wanted to do was really kind of bring the fun and energy and get people together. So our virtual events were really popular. Specifically, we had one called Virtually Killed, and we're finding people are still booking that now, because if you've got a team over in Ireland, America, in the UK, it's still tricky to get people together, especially from like a environmental point of view and stuff. You don't want to be flying people in. But yeah, we hosted virtual events literally across the world. So Australia, they're still in lockdowns, so we're still doing them out there. So we've got our events team waking up at 2 a.m.
those crazy hours, and they're still doing that.
One of kind of our USPs is we run a lot of crime events. So Kate and Steve are both ex-Scotland Yard detectives, and I think the British crime detective kind of vibe, the Americans love it, the Australians love it, British people love it. If you look at kind of the true crime programs that are out there and Silent Witness and all that kind of stuff, people absolutely love it. So to be able to offer those to more people than we ever did before because of this whole virtual flip.
Steve and Kate were detectives in the Met. You know, there's real experience and it's not made up and it's real and they can draw on that. So I can absolutely see why people are so excited to do those events.
Definitely. And we put people in virtual reality crime scenes that they have to wander around. They've got to collect evidence. And we just try and make it as fun as possible whilst getting people to work in teams. And we've done online escape rooms. We've even done parties online. So we've had bands and cocktail making and chocolate making and all sorts of different and unique stuff. But things are changing and we're going back to face-to-face more. And so whilst I think there will always be a place for virtual, and we're so delighted people are still wanting to get together, we are ecstatic that face-to-face face, and in-person events are coming back, as I'm sure you guys are.
It's just so nice to see people face-to-face. We're kind of having nice elbow rubs, aren't we? 2021 Christmas, were you doing many face-to-face Christmas events then? Because it was still a bit, people were still unsure, weren't they?
December was a strange time. The start of December was absolutely mega. We were having Christmas parties, multiple Christmas parties every evening for different clients. We had a huge one down at Charlton Athletic Football Club. We had 250 people, or black tie casino tables. We had retro arcades, the whole shebang. And then it was kind of mid-December that these new variants started coming out and people got a bit iffy. So I think companies who had booked earlier in December were safe, and the companies who booked after kind of middle of December, lots of them postponed rather than cancelled, which was really nice. We found March and April is the new Christmas party season.
You just hope that they could all hold on just for 3 months until we then start going out. We had our B2B event October, and it was, everyone had masks on if they wanted to, but it was such a big space, it didn't feel closed in. And then you thought, actually, Christmas is going to be great, we're going to have double the party because we didn't have one the year before. But then it just kind of got weird, didn't it? So it's great to hear that things are getting busier again. People are asking us, when is this event happening? Is it face to face, like you were saying, Zoom fatigue. I think people are actually just bored now.
But then I know the Chambers, you guys are doing another Meet the Neighbours event. We hadn't have had to move online. There is hardly any opportunities where you can meet people across the borders without having to take a whole work day out. So it is still, I'm still loving the combination. And you also mentioned in 2021 about the B2B, I'd say that was another massive success for Huxley in conjunction with the Norfolk Chambers, as we helped support kind of with the logistics and operation side.
We were all there at 6 a.m. super early, weren't we, laying things out, and having you and the team there just made us feel so calm and relaxed. We could just do what we were there to do and let you guys look after everything, which you did so brilliantly.
Thank you. We whenever I describe it, I always say that we built it. Well, I didn't physically build it, but you guys got the amazing business and the amazing people there. We just made sure that it ran smoothly. And for anyone who was at the B2B will know about the lovely fire alarm we had right in the middle. And whilst evacuating 600 people from Norfolk Showground in a minute or whatever it wasn't ideal. It's actually a really great icebreaker, and it was a sunny day and people got chatting even more so than they had before. So yeah, we absolutely loved it. And I think B2B 2022, I think you're going to have people queuing outside. You're going to have to try and limit how many people you can get in, I think, this year.
I think we just want to blow our minds this year with the 2022 B2B. I think you're right, when the fire alarm went off, I think that's when the most kind of fun networking happened, because it wasn't raining, so that was a good start. But the way everybody just left, you and Steve and Kate were so organised, the whole team. I don't know how you got all those people out very quickly, but you did. And it just ran like clockwork. And especially after the couple of years that we'd had, getting to that point, it was such a big, important flagship event. I mean, it always is important to us as a flagship event. But after 2020 and all of, not being able to see people, the feedback we had was just incredible on just seeing people and seeing smiles and realising how short and tall people actually were in real life when you meet them.
I think
that was just teams.
That was probably the catchphrase of the show is, oh my God, it's so lovely to finally meet you in person. You're not just a little square on the screen.
No, it was amazing. And actually, we're really excited about 2022, and we're really pleased that you're going to be involved with that, working with us. What else have you got happening in 2022? What are you really excited about?
Well, as I kind of alluded to earlier, Christmas seems to have been moved slightly later. So spring, summer for 2022 is when everyone is deciding to get together. I think there's also confidence in people having larger events. So last year, people were having kind of the 20, 30 people meetings. But this year, we're finding that a lot of people haven't met their colleagues. If people were recruited or moved businesses, then they haven't actually met their colleagues. So companies are pulling together these events. There's lots of social events. There's lots of parties that are going to be happening. We've got some corporate weekends away booked. So like a tech company or something similar, they all work remotely and they don't have offices. So they're bringing everyone together for a full weekend. They're going to be doing activities and they're having like a big gala dinner. We're actually doing a 1920s Gatsby themed dinner for them. They're going to be doing like a crystal challenge outside team build. There's a whole host of kind of businesses bringing together together groups and also family fun days. That used to be kind of one of the things we did a lot pre-COVID, but obviously having to be more sensitive and more careful. But this year, because they're usually outdoors, we're finding that more people are inquiring about family fun days and actually saying thank you to not only their employees, but the families that have supported them whilst things have been a bit harder, which is just, it's just so lovely. And I know it hasn't been easy for everyone, but just to see businesses saying thank you to staff and bring them together, I think just amazing.
I guess that just taps into the whole wellbeing, doesn't it? It's been really tough for everybody. It's been tough for parents who are homeschooling. So for a business to say, we just want to support you and we've got these incredible days planned, there's no nicer way of feeling actually valued by the people you work for. I think that's really lovely. And to involve the whole family, because for so long, our work lives and our home lives have been the same thing.
Yeah, how many children have, or how many of your colleague or your other businesses that you work with, you meet their children? How many cats and dogs do you now know?
It's still life now and nobody bats an eyelid. That, I think, has changed things for people in business. And I think actually that's the right way they should change.
I think also one of the things that we found is people haven't, because they've not worked together in person, they actually don't really know each other's communication styles. So we've seen quite a few business mergers or business like being bought out. So it's where two teams coming together and they want to kind of integrate them and make them mingle more. They're putting on these team building days and activity days just to get people to interact with each other in a different way. And again, I think that's really powerful. If you joined a business online and you've been working online for a year, but everyone else worked together beforehand, it could feel a bit daunting going into the office or into that environment. You don't want to feel, even though you've worked with them for a year, you don't want to feel like the odd one out. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be just arranging to all go out for a drink after work or something like that. You just, you communicate and you make connections in different ways, don't you?
You do. And I think it's not always easy over a screen, is it? It's almost like, well, is it like dating? But your friend dating your potential colleagues, because you don't know what are the dynamics. Are they, you don't always get the sense of humour coming across. And I think the biggest thing that we missed is the over the shoulder, oh, what do you think about? And so to bring people together so they can just do that, then at least it makes when they are hybrid working or working from home completely, they've then got, oh, do you remember when? And they know each other. So, yeah, I totally think that's great that businesses are doing that. And so they should be.
Yeah. And I think it's just such an important part of, already said about it, you're, the people that you work with become more like your family. You don't have to get on with everyone, but you have to work with everyone. So if you can make teams gel as much as possible, I think as a business, you're going to be on to a winner.
So if we're just talking about Huxley, what is it about Huxley? Like, I know it's a family business, but what is it that makes you so proud and makes you jump out of bed thinking, I mean, actually, you're in the business of making people happy, of giving them amazing days and amazing events. That's such a great job to have. A great role.
It's such a positive environment to be in. Yeah, our sole jobs are to, well, take the pressure off the people organising them so they're free to enjoy the events. But I think all of the knowledge and kind of all the knowledge that we've built up over the last few years just means that if people are having events, whether that be in Norfolk or further afield, we've just got such a great base of, you know, other companies that we can bring in. If we know we want an amazing band, we know that the Joe Ringer band are out there, for example, and we just kind of build on all of that knowledge and pull it all together for the people organising it. Because I think if it's not your day job, organising an event can be really stressful and overwhelming.
Where do you start?
Exactly. And what we want to do is just make it as seamless and as smooth and easy and such a nice experience. I think also kind of the team building environments that we're building. So whether that's kind of from a leadership and management perspective, or if there are companies who specifically want to focus on, I don't know, problem solving or communication, or if there's been any sort of conflicts, we can really take those kind of aims and objectives, help pick them apart and make recommendations of what would work, and then deliver an event that really does kind of hit all of those aims for the companies. And then finally, obviously, our roots are always going to be our crime events, just because that's where we started and that's what we do absolutely best.
Are they your favourite events, the crime ones?
Yes. Those and family fun days. I was talking to a colleague the other day saying, you know, when someone really does want a miracle, we had a fun day. It was actually in Norfolk, and the guy who was organising it, who was amazing, we used to do them every year with him, he said, oh, my daughter, because it was families were invited as well, absolutely loves unicorns. And I was like, I've got just the thing for you. We had a petting farm come down and we had horses, and they put glitter on their hooves and gave them a horn. I was like, I have literally made miracles happen by bringing these unicorns to this event. But that's happened in business as well. Someone said, you know, I want this amazing venue and it has to have this and it has to have that. I don't know where to start, what's really unique and what's fun. And we can say, well, actually, have you looked here? What about this? And yeah, it's just lovely when you pull it all together and they just have the best time.
It's that swan legs, isn't it, underneath? People don't realise that actually the smoothest event with the unicorns, I just need that for B2B. We've got to have that, please. It's the things that people don't see. Yes, you give everybody what they want, but it's the things they don't know they want yet.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a great team. So you're thinking, well, actually, because they're having this, this will need to happen. And it's those things that people don't think about. They're the things that take away the stress.
It's also the boring bits. As an event organizer, you want to be able to say, yes, go to this food tasting and I want to choose these activities. But it's then thinking, well, are the right insurances in place? And what about fire risk? What about first aid at the event? Have you thought about, you know, the PAP testing and the plug sockets that are going to be needed? And it's just by us taking away all of that stress, they can have all the good bits.
I'm just thrilled that the event business is getting the sunlight that it deserves. And I think we are. I mean, do you feel like it? We're definitely coming out of that and you're getting busier and you feel like people are more excited now to start having these big events?
Definitely. There's optimism. And I think actually the weather, actually sunshine coming out, is making people think, OK, well, spring and summer are coming. What are we going to do? And yeah, I think there's optimism. I know other events, kind of suppliers and businesses in Norfolk are feeling the same, and across the UK as well. And it's just, we can kind of help the momentum and help give confidence to those businesses who are maybe thinking, yeah, I think we would like an event. I don't know what we want, but we'd like something. Then yeah, have a chat with us.
And I guess that's the dream kind of client, isn't it? Someone who says, we don't know what we want and we want it to be big and it needs to be amazing. That's just like an open, there you are. That's like the dream client.
It is. It's let me borrow your expertise in your brain. You make some recommendations and we bring all the good bits that they love.
And I guess also for a couple of years, people haven't had to think that way. So they've kind of not forgotten, but we almost have forgotten. What were the shows that we used to go to? County shows in the summer. And we're so used to thinking, oh, it's summer, so COVID's not going to be around so much. Now I kind of think we're not even thinking that. We're just going, it's just summer. What can we do? Where can we go?
And like you said, with county shows and stuff, I know the Norfolk show is coming back this year, which is going to be amazing for Norfolk business. We'll actually be able to go out and meet even more people.
I'm thrilled that we can do all of these events, and it's so great that things are busy for you. And I love that you've got businesses and you're working with people in Australia and America, and they're loving crime. Why wouldn't they?
But also the businesses on Gentleman's Walk and the high streets in Norwich, we are finding we're working with Norfolk business even more. There's such incredible industry and tech companies and like all of these people that I didn't even know were really in the county doing incredible things. And just, yeah, it's going to be a good summer. I can feel it.
I think what a great way to end a podcast. It's going to be an amazing summer. There's so much opportunity, like you said, in Norfolk at the moment. Businesses are kind of opening their doors and coming out now, and they just want to play and have some fun. And actually, it isn't just about fun. Like you said, it's team building and rebuilding those relationships and those foundations that people had by working together. So everything is just, it's tingly exciting.
It's busy exciting. It's good. It's amazing, busy exciting.
Anyone out there does want unicorns at their Christmas party coming up, or their summer party, or just even in their office, they can get in touch with you. Lizzie, thank you so much. Thanks. I know you're really busy, so I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. It's been lovely catching up.
You've been listening to the Norfolk Chamber of Commerce podcast, connecting, supporting, and giving voice to every business in Norfolk.